This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Get used to social distancing because President Trump now says more time will be needed for the nation to deal with the coronavirus. The president had earlier said he was hoping to have the country open for business again by Easter, which is April 12th. Now he says he's extending his social distancing guidelines to at least April 30th. Speaking at yesterday's White House briefing on coronavirus, Trump said he believes the nation will now rebound by early June. Jonesboro, Arkansas, cleaning up after Saturday's tornadoes. Small businesses there are already eligible for disaster loans and assistance set up for coronavirus 19. Governor Asa Hutchinson.
We're dealing with a tornado disaster and recovery, but at the same time, we can't forget that we're going through a virus disaster.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont saying President Trump needs to be more careful about what he says after mentioning over the weekend he was considering a possible mandatory quarantine for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. The president later said the mandatory quarantine was not necessary, but the Connecticut governor says...
And those words have created a certain amount of confusion. And when you lack clarity... That can create confusion, and confusion can lead to panic.
Florida is now screening people from areas hard hit by the virus, setting up checkpoints on major highways. Authorities are going to be on I-10 near the Alabama state line and I-95 near the Georgia state line, looking for people with plates from Connecticut, Louisiana, New Jersey, and New York. Amazon workers in New York plan to walk off the job today, claiming the online retail giant has mishandled its response to the coronavirus pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
A big-name country music star has died from coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Joe Diffie, who had a string of hits in the 1990s, has died after testing positive for COVID-19. Diffie, on Friday, announced he had contracted the virus, becoming the first country star to go public with such a diagnosis. Diffie's publicist, Scott Atkins, said the singer died in Nashville, Tennessee, due to complications from the virus. He was a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and was a member of the Grand Ole Opry for more than 25 years. He had hits like Honky Tonk Attitude, Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox, Bigger Than the Beatles, and If the Devil Danced in Empty Pockets.
Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
He shared a Grammy Award for Best Country Collaboration for the song Same Old Train with Merle Haggard, Marty Stewart, and others. Joe Diffie is survived by his wife, Tara, and seven children.
Rock from the sun.
He was 61. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
After 11 seasons on ABC, Modern Family will be signing off for good on April 8th. Before it does, the network will be airing a documentary about the series called A Modern Farewell, which will take a look at the show's run. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. As we continue to watch our social distancing, hope you had a great and safe weekend, all things considered. As the president has been saying, you know, some people have said, look at that, I've rediscovered my family. I almost forgot I had one in this lockdown. So there are some, you know, benefits, though it is a bit of a challenging time, no doubt, because we've never been this way before. But let me explain, if I might, or at least give you my perspective on the situation in terms of social distancing. You know, some people hear social distancing, they only think in terms of you know, being 6 feet apart. But social distancing is a lot more comprehensive than that. And what that would include is people who are moving still rather freely because maybe airports are still open, governors haven't decided to absolutely shut down and hold people in place like in New York. I think it's imminent. But people know that this is coming. And I'll tell you one thing that bothered me here yesterday is here in Florida, you know, there are golf courses that are closing. There's some that are still open. And we happened to be at a course yesterday that was open, our regular Sunday group. And there were four guys that came in. They had just flown in the night before from New York. Now, immediately, that throws up a warning flag. I don't know about you, but New York, as they have repeatedly said, has become the epicenter here in the United States for the coronavirus. And I thought for a minute, I go, wait a minute. You know, how irresponsible that somebody, and you might even say how irresponsible, Bill, that you guys were out there playing golf. But I think it's another story when somebody comes from a hot zone and comes into Florida. And oh, by the way, you know, the average age of our citizens here is very much in that target zone that they are saying is very vulnerable to the coronavirus. Though there is some other evidence, because some people think, oh, it's only hurting, you know, old people. But the fact of the matter is that according to an associate out of France that gave us an update, half the people hospitalized in France are less than 60 years old. And they're talking, you know, 20-plus days of hospitalization with severe pneumonia and lung damages. Okay, think about that. This is what's happening in France. And France right now is about 2 weeks ahead of us. So, you know, we could look to France to see what's happening to get an idea that, you know, our systems can be overwhelmed quite rapidly. So what has to happen in regard to social distancing is we need to understand that it's much more comprehensive than just 6 feet. In some cases, it could be, you know, thousands of miles. People who are allowed to leave their state and think, oh, gosh, you know, I don't want to be caught in the state. Let me get out of here. before I'm told I can't, and we're going to go find a state that, you know, the doors are still open and we can land there, and God only knows if they are carriers. And Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci has repeatedly stated this. So, you know, I want to challenge us all, because after all, you know, at the base of our whole political system and our government is we the people. And we keep saying, you know, we the people, and maybe you haven't thought about this before, to think that we the people is really, it is a self-responsible class of people. People have to be self-responsible, because if you are the government, if you are in charge of your government, it's not about you. It is about this country. It is about all Americans. So to make a decision to say, okay, I'm going to leave an infected area and go to an area that's open that hasn't been declared quite as impacted, but we know what's happening with the spread. We see it. You can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. You can see that John Hopkins map around the world, and it gives us the count of how many people are being infected on a daily basis, how many people are dying, and you see what's happening to America. And just as Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and others had predicted, you know, this is going to get worse, and that April yet will end up probably being even worse than expected. And I appreciate the president was saying he had hoped that we could get back to work by Easter Sunday. You know, and I wasn't, you know, I didn't take exception to that. I know some people did and thought, oh, you know, who is he to say that? He's president of the United States. I mean, he's the leader of our country. He's trying to cheer us on, to give us some hope. And as he said, this was an aspirational statement. And, of course, you know, some in the media, well, he just lied. Come on, you know, lighten up a little bit here. I mean, we're all trying to get through this together, and we need to, as he has done. I mean, he hasn't taken over. He hasn't kicked the scientists out. I mean, quite the contrary. He brought the scientists in, and therefore they're, you know, on a daily basis reporting to all of us how the situation is evolving. And I got to tell you, Mike Pence and Drs. Fauci and Birx and others that have been supporting our Surgeon General, you know, I believe they've done a great job in keeping us informed. But what we need to do in consuming this information is to make the right decision on behalf of our families, our communities, and our country. And you cannot go, if you're, you know, if you're living in New York, and though the gate may be open, I know the president and Governor Cuomo were talking last week about shutting down New York, for example, because it is such a hot spot. And both were a bit hesitant. And meanwhile, the CDC had a recommended travel advisory. Well, you know, our politicians and our leaders need our help. And again, it's we the people. It's being self-responsible. You can't think about, in a time like this, you can't think about yourself. I mean, this is why it's just so ludicrous right now that we're sold out on toilet paper. You know, people are hoarding up toilet paper. Are you kidding me? I mean, again, this is what happens. The selfish inclinations of ourselves and our communities are such that, you know, toilet paper is unavailable in some areas. I mean, I got my son in California. Dad, send toilet paper. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is, you know, this is what happens when we the people lose sense of self-responsibility, and we panic and we react and think it's all about us individually. But we all have to understand, as the president said, we will get through this together. Okay, now think about that. That means we can't do it individually. We can't do it just thinking about ourselves. We have to do this together. We have to think of our fellow man, because this is what you need to appreciate, what we the people represents. It's not I am the people, it's we the people. That together we can take a stand against this and we can fight this. But it's going to be a tough road. I mean, no doubt. And as optimistic as the president is, And I appreciate that optimism. But the fact of the matter is that reality is setting in, and the facts are the facts, and they're in our face. So what are we going to do about it? Are we going to leave our states that are impacted to go find, you know, what we think is a safer state, and unbeknownst to ourselves, contribute to the community spread? This is what we need to be aware of, be very conscious of, and realize above all.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Yeah, we do. And the we is made up a lot of I's. And as I said, it's a self-responsibility issue. And who knows what all we're going to discover during this process. It has been an interesting time. As I said, the president had mentioned earlier that he got a note from somebody. He says, thank God I found my family again. this quarantine and this self-quarantine that's taking place across the country as people are being very careful are rediscovering their family, and they're also discovering that maybe they've been overwhelming themselves a bit too much with technology these days. Although there's some good things that can be said about technology, and I was reminded of this recently, and it was really fitting because it was during a time where, again, where I'm asking God, I'm just saying, God, you know, certainly we deserve to be judged. You know, no one is free of sin here, and we have missed the mark greatly for your intent. And initially, I had questioned if this was an actual judgment because of the way this thing was coming across. But the way it's evolving, it caused you to stop and wonder if, in fact, as I mentioned last week, I appreciated what Dr. Tony Evans shared with us, and that is that he saw it as a shaking, that God's shaking things up, and certainly that is the case. And however you want to perceive this, with God or without God, it's tough. There's no doubt. I couldn't even imagine how to understand and to begin to manage this without God. But with God, we start to see things that we didn't see before. And what this did, you know, following that trail of thought, in conversation with near and dear friends, people who believe similarly in terms of, boy, if this is ever a time to hold on to Jesus' garment, interestingly enough that we are in the Easter season, the Lenten season, you know, going through this. Well, I came across a video and a soundtrack that has gone viral, and it's almost kind of a rebirthing. And I thought it was kind of ironic because, you know, part of the stimulus package involved, what, $25 million for a facelift to the John F. Kennedy Center, which some people took exception of, saying, God, you know, what does that do with the coronavirus? Well, that set aside, because you can argue that, and you can argue some other points of the package. And I believe, as most people believe, that everything about that stimulus package should be directed solely toward the relief and the resolution of the coronavirus, not anybody's pet projects. But I'll leave that up to the voter to decide, and they can choose who they want to put back into office once again in realizing who was specifically responsible for, fluffing up this $2 trillion-plus support package. So that's up to you to decide. But that aside, in terms of a little bit of culture that you may be looking for, we can be grateful for technology. Now, this, as you may recall, you may have seen this before along the way. If you haven't, you've got to check this out. This is awesome. This comes to us from an orchestra, the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. And what they did is they were in different parts. And again, because of technology, they weren't together in a typical, you know, hall. They were in individual homes, sequestered, doing a performance of Beethoven's Ode to Joy. And this is unbelievable. There was, I think, something like 19 musicians, each playing their part from home. Okay, so they're playing, they're not hearing, they're just playing their part, and this is all going on what they call a click track, all right, which allows the editor, the audio editor, to mix it and bring it all together and give us this. I present to you the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra for those of you that want to look up and look to God during these trying times. This is the Ode to Joy. Thank you. by the way, this was on Fox News on their website. And so we're passing it on. And as one Twitter user said, God bless you all. Another, that's just what I needed. Beautiful, another wrote, adding a smile emoji. I mean, how can you help? Beethoven's Symphony No. 9 was originally written and composed in the early 1820s before it was performed in 1824 in Austria. It represents a triumph of humanity over war and desperation and is based on a 1785 poem from the German poet, playwright, and historian Friedrich Schiller. Now, many scholars and experts consider Symphony No. 9 to be Beethoven's finest work. And, gosh, you just can't help but be grateful for these talented musicians to put this together and be a blessing to us. Because the Ode to Joy is something, and when you talk about joy, it's not a joy that happens at the ground level, you know, the earthly level. Joy happens in the heavenlies. And this is what we need right now, is to be reminded that we are spiritual beings and that the source of who we are and all our purpose and reason for life comes from above, not here in the temporal, not here in the political, at a time when we have a convergence that's taking place, you know, dealing with this, this serious coronavirus. I mean, you've got science, you've got the economy, you've got government, you have individual lives, all coming together and interacting. And it's how are we compatible? You know, people are taking some exception because President Trump wants to be hopeful and optimistic and be aspirational. And somehow that violates science. It doesn't. It can cohabitate in such a way because the vision and hope for tomorrow is what inspires science to do their great work to come up with the answer. Because science, by its raw virtue, is a discipline of questioning. And they are asking all kinds of questions because it's in asking the questions that we can arrive to the answer and arrive to the solution that will serve us all. So science has its place. The economy has its place because it is our purpose in life. You know, God said, be fruitful and multiply. That speaks of our productivity. We need to get back to work, and the sooner the better. But, you know, don't be silly. I mean, you know, some of these pundits are absolutely ludicrous to think that the President of the United States or we the people would want to jump the gun. Yes, individually, when we think outside, as I was mentioning earlier, and we forget that, we forget that we have to consider our fellow citizen and we want to be selfish, then we'll jump the gun. But this is not what the president is intending. This is not what Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, of course, all this stuff has to come together, and we'll know when we'll know. Obviously, it's not going to happen by Easter. And all predictions are, is this going to be a rough month for us? And if we're going to get through this, and I know we will, and the level of cooperation by the individuals practicing self-distancing and self-responsibility will be the measure of it all.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Get used to social distancing because President Trump now says more time will be needed for the nation to deal with the coronavirus. The president had earlier said he was hoping to have the country open for business again by Easter, which is April 12. Now he says he's extending his social distancing guidelines to at least April 30th. Speaking at yesterday's White House briefing on coronavirus, Trump said he believes the nation will now rebound by early June. Jonesboro, Arkansas, cleaning up after Saturday's tornadoes. Small businesses there are already eligible for disaster loans and assistance set up for coronavirus 19. Governor Asa Hutchinson.
We're dealing with a tornado disaster and recovery, but at the same time, we can't forget that we're going through a virus disaster.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I'll tell you, it requires all people on deck. Boy, I tell you, we need you. We need self-responsible, activated citizens that really are, proactive about social distancing and all the guidelines that our experts are presenting to us. If we think individually and selfishly, everyone comes at risk and community spread will come upon us like you cannot believe. And based on a recent note from an associate out of France, I am told that, because they're about 2 weeks ahead of us right now. And our landscape looks a lot like France. And they're warning that it's going to get a lot worse. And so to talk more about this and maybe some of the things, I think it was interesting to hear that Peter Pitts had a little bit different perspective on the coronavirus outbreak that originated in China and how it can put the health of millions of Americans at risk, but not necessarily in the way that most people imagine. Peter Pitts, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, as the co-founder of the Center for Medicine and Public Interest and prior to the founding of CMPI, you were senior fellow for healthcare studies at the Pacific Research Institute. So your background and experience brings a lot of weight to this topic. So help us understand, Peter, what are you seeing? What are we overlooking here?
Well, I think that we're overlooking the fact that, this is going to be licked by us, the citizenry. I mean, science will certainly help, but, we as citizens, as friends and neighbors and relations really hold the key by doing the right thing. When it comes to killing a virus, to beating a virus and grounding it into the ground, keeping our distance, social distancing and sheltering in place is absolutely crucial. And I know I'm in New York. When I walk out to walk the dog or go to the supermarket, it's kind of like a Hollywood set version of New York. It's
exactly.
A little creepy.
Yeah.
But we're definitely getting the job done. And I'm feeling a bit of a kind of post 9/11 vibe in New York where people really understand that, there's no Republican or Democrat or ethnicity or religion. We're all in this together as New Yorkers and we're going to beat it like that. That's actually not a terrible feeling. It's giving the new greatest generation.
Right, exactly. No, excellent point. Peter, I don't know if you heard what I had said earlier in the first two segments this morning, but it dovetails perfectly with your point, because we were saying, you know, this is about we the people, but individuals, we are the we. And it's our level of self-responsibility that will conquer this. That, you know, you're there in New York, Governor Cuomo and the president talked repeatedly about the possibility of shutting things down and self-quarantining. I mean, just really getting serious about this. And even though that's the case, and I think most New Yorkers obviously understand that this is imminent and that the gates are going to close pretty soon. Well, over the weekend, there were, in a particular case, I happened to be at a golf course that was still open in Florida, and there were four New Yorkers that just flew in the day before. And I'm going, what the heck, over? I mean, this is what's, you know, community spread is all about. You come from the epicenter of this issue in this country, and you bring it to Florida. God only knows. I mean, you could be asymptomatic. I mean, you could be all clear and, you know, free and clear and all that, or you could not be. And now you're going to come into Florida, which is already, you know, on thin ice anyway, because of our demographics and the average age of people here in the state. And, you know, because of selfishness and the idea to get out of Dodge, and I understand in part what that would do, but we've got to set that aside and put, you know, as you said, put our neighbors, our communities, and our other states and the country ahead of our own personal desires, because no doubt this is some sacrifice that we have to go through. But my goodness, you know, this is not necessarily, even though the president has said this is, you know, what you might classify as a war, and we have a war footing. But, you know, we're getting there. I mean, we've got people across the country that are dying, and that we could end up with 100,000 plus deaths before this is all said and done.
That's exactly right. I mean, about a million years ago, before COVID, when we were all debating what healthcare should look like moving forward, you know, one of the things I say that generally got ignored, which was we have to embrace this whole concept of personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. There's no magic pill. There's no magic government solution. You know, we play a large role. So, you know, if nothing else positive comes out of COVID, at least perhaps we can begin to re-remember the importance of personal responsibility when it comes not just to healthcare, but just being a member of the community and a citizen of the nation.
Exactly. And let's get it out of this attitude of the PC culture and, you know, the current, you know, cancel culture and shaming and that sort of thing. But we have to raise our game. And I think this is what we're seeing here, Peter, in terms of the realization that looking at a national healthcare program, it's been debated. But, man, I'm telling you, this really brings it right into the crosshairs is, you know, what can we expect, you know, from a government that makes decisions like in New York, which you're dealing with, where a governor had a chance to buy resuscitators and ventilators and decided to, you know, derivate those dollars and go towards, you know, something else when they were already told that the health infrastructure, that all these things needed to be addressed. They chose not to. Now, all of a sudden, they find themselves in this position. Now, this is human error. We're going to make mistakes, but my goodness, well, we better learn some lessons big time over all this, should we not?
We should. You know, there are a couple of lessons that we did not learn from China. The first one was to kind of early in the game rethink the whole concept of industrial logistics, of getting what we need to where they are needed. But I think the other thing that's interesting is, you know, countries with centralized healthcare planning, you know, are not the places where the therapeutics and the vaccines are going to come from. Now, that's coming from the U.S., where you've got a partnership of government and private industry and academia. And I think on a broader point, it points out that when you let the government control everything, it isn't necessarily the best solution, and it's never the best solution when it comes to innovative, accelerated solutions to healthcare problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to your point, speaking of China, when the outbreak came out and finally, you know, we were able to find out they'd been dealing with it for several weeks before it really became known. The World Health Organization did us no favors either, because they seem to buy into the party politics of communist China and echoing their narrative as opposed to really giving us the facts that we needed. I thought it was interesting that the United States, being who the United States is, saw that China was in dire straits. They needed help. And we sent a lot of material to help them out, even though they are the source of, you know, some biologics that we have turned over to them. But I mean, some other, you know, PPE things, you know, that that they needed on an everyday, mask and that sort of thing. We send it to them, and thank you very much. They're not even telling us the whole truth and nothing but. I mean, this is, you know, again, it goes back to what kind of partnership are we going to have, and who can we trust? Because this, to me, is a real slap in the face of those globalists who think that globalism is the answer. Well, but if you can't trust the partners that are participating in globalism, you've got what the United States experienced with China.
No, we have to get through where we are right now, and we will. I'm optimistic and positive, but we also have to learn the lessons. And one of the lessons learned is we've got to find new ways to incentivize manufacturing, for example, of generic pharmaceuticals inside our borders. You know, I'm all for a global ecosystem, but we also need to have a plan B. And part of the problem right now is that the U.S. government makes manufacturing certain types of products almost unprofitable, and that's wrong. We've got to incentivize manufacturing here in the U.S.
That's why they left to begin with, right? I mean, people do what they're rewarded for, and American regulations and disincentives chased this part of the industry away. So, hey, we're reaping what we've sown, have we not?
No, that's exactly right. And there are ways to change it. Hopefully this is a wake-up call for a whole number of things, not the least of which is the pharmaceutical supply chain.
Without a doubt, Peter Pitts, president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest, continues with us, and as he continues to share his wisdom and experience. Stay with us.
Right now is a very good time to be a member of MediShare. A lot of people join because of the savings or because they love being a part of something they can believe in. But here's something you should know. If you're a member of MediShare, you get access to telehealth services. So you can see a doctor online anytime, anywhere. They can review your symptoms and even send prescriptions directly to your pharmacy. So you don't have to go in for an appointment for a non-emergency. You can be seen right where you are. And this is something that's been a great feature for MediShare members. It's amazingly convenient, but especially important right now. Online access to doctors for you and your family 24/7 from your home. It's there when you need it. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it's the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, and you can join anytime. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you always like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Peter Pitts continues with us, the president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. Prior to founding CMPI, Peter was a senior fellow for healthcare studies at the Pacific Reach Institute and former FDA associate commissioner. Peter, boy, I'll tell you, Americans being Americans and not Americans always rise to the challenge, whether it was World War II, and we found ourselves in need of Navy vessels, how we came together with Rosie the Riveters and all these industrialists who came together. We've got big business, you know, rising up. The president now is starting to exercise some War Powers Act in compelling some of these businesses to do so. Early on, he said he didn't need to because they were stepping up. I mean, you know, whether it was General Motors, 3M, Ford Motor Company, Tesla, you know, all stepping up saying, hey, we're in the Army now and we're doing what we can. All this being said is that when we have gone from a country that has been so overregulated and things have had to move at a certain pace, this is a time for, if it's the FDA or other sources, to kind of redefine how can we mobily and rapidly respond to the need without doing, you know, a whole lot of unintended damage along the way. I guess that's my question. What do you see?
I was at the FDA during the SARS crisis of the early 2000s, and it was amazing to me what can happen when government agencies or talk to each other on a more regular basis and decide to move forward by cutting red tape. But it's more than just cutting the red tape. It's prioritizing and expediting without rushing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going on. I mean, right now, the FDA has been very solid about getting new diagnostics to market. Just on Friday, the FDA approved with really tremendous speed a 5 or 15-minute test that Abbott is producing to determine whether a patient does or does not have COVID, and that's hugely important. Mm-hmm. For a lot of reasons that we can talk about, but I think the regulatory answer here is you can't throw away science, you can't rely on anecdotes. You know, the plural of anecdotes isn't data, but you can deal with reality. And what the FDA is doing, certainly when it comes to therapeutics for COVID, you know, drugs that might, you know, make the symptoms less severe and shorten the duration of the virus, is they're doing kind of traditional clinical studies. Mm-hmm. But what they also need to do is put something in place called parallel studies, which is allowing physicians to use these medicines before patients, you know, based on their own discretion. And the FDA has said they're going to help to facilitate that. And that's great because it's a whole different data set that we can use to understand exactly what's happening in the real world. But I need to also reinforce people should not self-medicate. You know, talk to your doctor. The doctor knows best. And also, you don't want to create the unintended consequence of drug shortages. You know, a lot of the drugs that are being considered for COVID, like, for example, chloroquine, are used regularly for people with rheumatoid arthritis.
Exactly.
So, you know, these drugs aren't going to be for everybody with COVID. They need to be for the population that is most at risk. And for most of us, who do come down with the virus, you know, our prescription is going to be go home, drink plenty of liquids, you know, get some tender loving care, and ride it out in bed. You know, we shouldn't be running to the doctor asking for a magic pill. That's not the way we're going to get through this crisis.
Yeah, the people that are hoping for the magic pill are like this one guy that was in South Florida, Peter, and he had already said goodbye to his family. He believed that he was beyond death's door, not even at death. He was beyond it. And it was proposed to him, the hydroxychloroquine, as a possible, I mean, what the hell do you got to lose kind of opportunity. And that, I think, I'm not sure if the doctor had used that along with zinc or a Z-Pak, because that seems to be the other thing that they're finding out. Again, you know, these are almost like human trials that are taking place, to your point, you know, on the fly here, which Dr. Fauci says, you know, happens routinely, that this isn't anything new, but, you know, there is a process, you know, obviously with cooperation, you know, through the FDA and other regulations, so that we don't have a bunch of, you know, vigilante doctors out there acting on their own.
That's exactly right. And whether it's you know, hydroxychloroquine or whether it's, you know, azithromycin, it's important to remember that we can't be self-medicating, that we really need to, you know, let our doctors be in charge here and let them do the right thing. And I hope that people don't pressure their physicians to, you know, give them any priority, and because doctors won't. It's like people want to be tested with no symptoms. That's not the way the system works. But, you know, also, you know, relative to testing, you know, we're making great strides on testing people, see whether they have the virus. What's right. going to become increasingly important is to be able to test people, see if they've already had the virus, because their plasma, it's called convalescent plasma, can also be used as a potential treatment. There are a lot of companies looking into that. Plus, once we know who's gone through the process, and it's a two-week process, you know, we're talking about thousands and tens of thousands of people, those people can reintroduce themselves into more social situations, more economic situations, and, you know, we're going to roll out throughout the country a solution to this. It's not going to be everybody all at the same time, so we need to understand where people are in the course of their disease and where they are geographically.
Right. Going back to what you had referred to in terms of self-medication, the other anecdotal story that went viral was that couple that thought that they had, you know, hydroxychloroquine, but chloroquine, but what they had was aquarium cleaner. And they self-medicated, and, you know, look what damage they did to themselves.
Yeah, I think, you know, part of the problem here is that the media coverage has, you know, present company accepted, has been pretty, you know, slant. This story really is not a political story. I realize, of course, there's a political dimension to it. I'm not naive. But I think the more political we make it, the less likely it is that people are all going to follow the same solid scientific advice. And we've got to all be pulling in the same direction here.
Well, it may be, after everything is said and done, Peter, that this is what we needed as a country to bring us together, because of the partisanship that had been taking place. You know, this was keeping everybody siloed. And interesting that in the process of self-quarantining, we're finding ourselves, you know, coming together, which, you know, in some sense would not make sense, right?
I mean, considering we're not physically together, I think that's right. But I think everybody realizes, or is beginning to realize, that this is happening, that it's affecting every American, you know, from sea to shining sea and Hawaii and Alaska, and that, you know, you're either part of the solution or part of the problem. And I think that's a really terrific challenge, and I think people are absolutely stepping up.
Exactly. And that's it. That really is. Every day, every minute, you have to ask yourself, are you helping or are you hurting? You know, by leaving your state to come to another state and to add to the community spread, I'll give you the answer. You're hurting, okay? You need to stay home. And you need to step up and be responsible as an individual, because the whole issue of our governance and our type of governance, it demands self-responsibility. If we eliminate self-responsibility, then, you know, we deserve to be led by tyrants and taken over and have people tell us what to do, because we're a bunch of knuckleheads and we can't make a decision that is right for all concerned.
That's right. And that's why, I mean, you look at pictures of China. China during the height of the virus in Wuhan, and you had soldiers in the street. That's not happening here. You know, that's not the way we operate, and I think that it's an opportunity for us to rediscover who we are as Americans.
I think well said, Peter, and I think that in that rediscovery, it will give us a time, you know, to celebrate and be grateful that we live in a free country. I mean, boy, you talk about liberty being on full display right now. I mean, when the world is all impacted by this, why are those free states or those free countries, why are they more successful than these, you know, communist-dominated countries?
Right. Also, and we're going to learn, too, again, once we're through this, and I really believe this is true, our economy is going to come back strongly and quickly and far more quickly than the rest of the world because of the way that we view the philosophy of government and the way our economy is designed.
You know, I had mentioned earlier, I'd gotten a note from somebody in France, and they had written several things to be aware of. One of it was that it in France, because they're saying that, look at they're 2 weeks ahead of what's happening in the United States. She said half of the people hospitalized in France are less than 60 years old, and we're talking 20-plus days of hospitalization, severe pneumonia, and lung damages. This is what they experienced. And she says, make no mistake of thinking that it's just like the flu. It's not. We have one of the best healthcare systems in the world, miles ahead of Italy, for example. It's already being overwhelmed in some areas. It's not the flu. It's a disaster, an invisible hurricane or earthquake that will sweep across the country in a matter of weeks. Boy, I'll tell you, that is telling, and I appreciate that perspective and that warning that's coming, you know, from France as opposed to communist China.
That's right. And, you know, I was in France just before the lockdown, and they were not prepared. They weren't really looking around. So when you look at President Trump as an example, and you go, what did he do right and what did he do wrong? Now, he did some things that were wrong. He's doing some things that are right, and it's a learning curve. And it'll be a learning curve for everybody. And even Joe Biden said yesterday that, you know, no blame can be placed on President Trump for the disease swath that's being cut across this country. And I think that's right. We need to, like the Japanese say, don't fix the blame, fix the problem. So kudos to Joe Biden for not jumping on that bandwagon.
So what do you see in terms of any new medicine solutions coming down the road here? We got about 40 seconds left, Peter.
I think there are a lot of companies out there doing a lot of trials on a lot of existing drugs that we understand that are safe and effective that might have the ability to reduce the symptoms and shorten the course of the virus. That's terrific. We're about 10 months to a year from a vaccine. That's actually fast by vaccine standards. And I think the whole idea of using convalescent plasma for people who already had the disease is the next big thing that's going to impact our ability to crush this disease into the ground.
Exactly. Former FDA Associate Commissioner Peter Pitts here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Peter. Have a safe day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com. This is how we...